こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、先週マイクロソフトがウェブサイト howold.net を公開しました。ユーザーが顔写真をアップロードすると性別と年齢を予測してくれるこのサイトは、サービス開始後4日間で3300万人のユーザーが利用し、アップされた写真はすでに2億4000万枚を超えています。機械学習技術を使ったこのようなモデルでは、データの量が増えれば増えるほどプログラムが学習し、精度が上がっていきます。
Last week, Microsoft launched an age estimating website called howold.net. Users can upload a picture of their face via the website and receive a computer-generated estimate of their age.The website had more than 33 million users within 4 days of its launch and had analyzed over 240 million faces. As people submit more faces for analysis, the program will have more and more data to use to improve its analytical abilities.
So, どんだけみんな写真アップしてんだって話。やりたいよね、でも。やってみたくなるよね。やったけど。どうだった、マイケル。何歳って言われた？
あ、バッチリ。
嘘？ぴったり？
い
や。マジか。私最初2回やったら1回目が25歳で、次26歳だったの。まあ、私今28だからちょっと、あ、若めに出たなって思って、
うん、
でもう1回違う別のまた3枚目の写真でやったら35って言われて、ちょっとイラッとした。
、うん、You didn't do it after that?
No, I was like, fuck this.でもあのなんか光の具合とかによってもかなり変わるらしくて、
うん、
あのこれすごいだから急に流行ったからさ、ネット上で、あの、うん、結構サーバーダウンしたりとかもしてたんだけど、あのいろんな人が赤ちゃんの写真とか、まあ、ヨーダ、スターウォーズのヨーダとかで試したりして、なんか結構ね、やっぱ光の具合によってはなんか5歳ぐらいの女の子で65歳で出たりとか、ちょっとまだ、
うん、
あの
So how old is Yoda? Or how old does Yoda look?
なんかね、836歳みたいな。
嘘でしょ。
そう。で、ジェンダーもなんかハテナになってて。
it goes that high?
Yeah, or maybe it knows that it's Yoda. Do you know what、I mean? Like, it knows that it's a character.、So that's possible.
They knew that someone was going to do that.
うん。かもしれない。
Well, that defeats the point.
そうね。そう、でもなんかこれはあれなんだよね、そのなんかカンファレンスの時にちょっと面白サイトとして期間限定で公表したやつが、なんかあまりにも人気すぎてもうそのままずっと置いてあるらしいよ。だからみんなもやってみようと思う人は、うん、how-old.net 無料だからね。
So do you think this、kind of lowballs the age onAsian people?
いやでもさ、 Asian people は Asian people でデータ取ってるわけじゃん。
But let's say it's using metrics like、wrinkles in your skin、mm-hmm. or characteristics of the skin around the eyes、
mm-hmm.
or
そうね、
like your cheeks and stuff. I think if the metrics include factors like that, then it mightunderestimate the age、
ね、
of Asians.
そうだから最初は3歳ぐらいなんか若く見られてたから、それが理由かなと思ったけど、最後35歳って言われたから。
What about the、プリクラ、プリクラ、
プリクラ、
プリクラ、
What about it?
If you do the、
あ、絶対無理でしょ。プリクラ使ったら全然、だって
加工するじゃん、
うん、
顔、
うん、
and like your シワ、
うん、シワ、うん、シワどころかもうあれはだって目の大きさから足の細さからさ、全部もうフォトショップばりに別人じゃん。だからよく友達とかがさ、日本に遊びに来てこう白人の人とかがプリクラ撮ると、もともと目が大きい人とかだと、もうなんかアニメのキャラみたいになっちゃって、男の人とかもマイケルとかもすごいことになりそう。ちょっとやってみてよ。
I have. I look like
見たい。
虫人。
出た、久しぶりの虫人。
Like、my eyes look just like huge and round. Like,
超見たい。
Weird looking.、Yeah.
なんかメイクとかもね、できるやつあるんだよね。足せるみたいな。うん、でも、 なんかあまりにも別人になって写真で出てくるとさ、意味なくない？これ自分じゃないしみたいな。
いや。
嬉しいかね。Yeah. あれ オフにできるのできないんだよね。しかもきっと目を別に大きくしないでくださいっていうオプションはないんだよね。きっとね、自動だよ。
Which is weird, because not everyone likes it.
そうなの。なんかもう勝手にさ目が大きい方がいいって決めつけられてるよね。
But if you're in a picture with someone that wants the effects.
ああ、そう喧嘩になるもんね。
Yeah, so maybe they should make it so you can 個人 like.
ああ、こっちの人はとかね。
Do this person's face, but not me.
Yeah, でもだからこういう。
Only do my eyes or.
Right, right. そうだからこういうマイクロソフトみたいな顔認証のやつを使えば、まあそれも夢ではないよね。普通にできそう。でもそうなんか目をなんかいつも言ってけ、やっぱ日本とかまあ韓国とかもかな。アジアはさ目が大きい方がいいみたいに言うけどさ、そこ一歩出ると別にそんな。なんか目を大きく見せるためにはどうしたらいいかとかメイクのページとかに書いてないよね。
うん、
なんでアジアだけそんなに目を大きくしたい、まあ、やっぱないものが欲しいのか。
Well, yeah, I think certain image standards have been influenced by Western culture and that has kind of like, so the people that are considered to have the standard attractiveFeatures in Japan have those Western features, you know, kind of Western looking faces. And one thing that's funny is on cameras, sometimes they have the did someone blink like warning.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so.
there's that. Blink してないのにそれをもらっちゃったらちょっと悲しいもんね。Yo, my eyes are open.そうだね。でも結構なんかさ、私も何奥二重っていうかさなんだけど、あの何海外のメイクの tips とか見ててもさ意味ないわけよ。なんかここにアイラインを描きましょうとか言ってもさ、二重の形が全然違うから、それだからいつもなんかどういうセレブと自分の目の形が似てるかって思ってそれを見るとちょっと参考になるわけで、なんかジェニファー・ローレンスとかあのブレイク・ライヴリーとかも結構こういう奥二重みたいな目なのね。でなんか彼女たちは別にさ多分どうやったら目が大きくなるかなとかって思ってないと思うんだよね。
だ
からなんか面白いよね。国というか地域によってさなんか何が可愛いとか何を目指すかは違う。
Surgery has gotten really popular here, it seems like. The eyes.
そうだね。結構いるもんね。いや。
I feel like I see it more often.
そうね、まあ、手軽だしね。
And there's something that looks off about it, you know, about the eyes. It's just like it's, you can tell they're not, like something was done to their eyes.
Yeah, そうだね。
So it's not really working. Because if it was working, then people would just think you have bigger eyes, not like, oh, your eyes...Like, oh, you've had eye surgery.
まあ人によるけどね、なんかすごいナチュラルで全然わかんない。私の友達でもいるんだけど、全然わかんないよ。もうやったっていうことが、もう忘れちゃうぐらい。
わかんないけど。
わかる人はまあね、すごいもんね。It's like, what happened?
One thing that's interesting about this is how they're saying as the application analyzes more faces, it will improve its own...analytical abilities. You know, it's just another one of these applications of big data and trying to come up with algorithms that can, where it will improve itself the more information that it has. Yeah, so I wonder how much it's improved since they launched it.
ね、もう2億枚だからね。
Because I just used this site earlier today, and it nailed it. Like, I was really shocked that it guessed my age perfectly.
1枚だけやってみたの。
Yeah.
Okay, okay. そう、でも結構ね、なんか光がちゃんと当たってるやつを選べば、まあ5歳、1歳、2歳ぐらいで、だいたい当たってるらしいよ。っていうふうには書いてあった。
I think it has a better sense than people do.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Which is for sure. Weird, because if you're a person and you're, you know, you've been on this planet for almost 30 years and you've you've met people and found out how old they are, and you've done this for so many years, and then they just make software that can do it better than you.
Like, そうね。
Right away.
人間はなんかさ、データで、そうやって膨大なデータからいろんな要素を組み合わせてこの人が何歳とかやってるわけじゃないもんね。なんかイメージとかもあるじゃん。すごい若々しいとかさ。
Gut instinct.
Yeah.
But one thing that's interesting, it's like the, I forget what the principle is called, but it's like if you have a jar of marbles, nobody can guess how many marbles are in the jar.
Right, right.
But if you ask 100 people and you take the average, then it's almost right. Consistently. So that's kind of what a machine can do, but just on a much larger scale.
Right. すごいよね。次、FDA が顎の下についた脂肪を除去し、二重顎を解消する新薬カイベラを承認しました。アメリカで来月から販売開始予定です。脂肪を吸収しやすくなるデオキシコール酸が入ったカイベラを顎の下に注射すると、脂肪の細胞膜が溶解され、脂肪が代謝されます。1回の治療で最大50回の注射が必要で、脂肪が多い場合は何回か通うことになります。副作用として少数のケースで顔面の筋力の低下や顔の片側の歪みが出ることがあります。
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a drug called Kaipara that is intended to reduce chin fat. It will be available in the United States from next month. Injections of the substance, known as deoxycholic acid, into the chin will trigger the walls of fat cells to dissolve, allowing the cells to be reabsorbed into the body. A single treatment with this substance may require up to 50 injections, and for patients with a lot of chin fat may require many visits. In rare cases, the treatment can cause weakness in the face or even asymmetry in their complexion.
Yeah, Kaibella.
Kaibella?
Kaipara じゃない。なんか可愛くなっちゃ
う。Kaipara.
そう。
Kaipara.
まあどっちでもいいけど。あの、そうだって、二重顎。でもね、なんか怖いのがこのさ、少数のケースで顔面の筋力の低下とか書いてるじゃん。なんかこのデオキシコール酸っていうのが、なんか筋肉も溶かしちゃう時があるみたいなことが書いてあって、だかららしいよ。だからこれも顎の下の脂肪には使っていいけど、まあ、FDA 的にはその他のところはちょっと安全性が分かんないからやめてくださいみたいな、腕とか足とか。
Well, there's not a whole lot of muscle. If you have, like, if you have chin fat, there's, there's not a whole lot of muscle there.
So,
But yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if it will dissolve the cell walls of a fat cell, then it would conceivably dissolve the cell walls of a muscle one too.
で、なんか英語のサイト見てると、まあ、今まで顎の下の脂肪を取ろうとすると、リポサクション、手術するしかなかったから、これが初めての、あの、手術じゃない方法ですって書いてあるのね。でも日本ってさ、メソセラピーとかさ、こう脂肪溶解注射みたいなので部分的に脂肪を溶かすみたいなの、すごいもうその辺中でやってんのね。あの、何、美容整形みたいなとこで。
So it works by more or less the same principles?
そうで、さ、そう、このデオキシコール酸っていうのが入ってるやつを使ってるとこもいっぱいあるので、なんで日本だけなのかなと思ったら、FDA、 アメリカでは FDA の認可が出てなくて、メソセラピーので、南米とかでも禁止されてんだって。だからその メソセラピーってググると、英語だとなんかその危険性とか効果は実はないんじゃないかとか、そういうのがバーッと出てくるんだけど、日本語でメソセラピーってやると、もうなんかメソセラピーやるならこちらみたいな、何万何千円みたいな、なんか全部広告みたいなのが出てくるの。
What sort of health concerns are there for this
therapy?
And there must be a difference between that one and this one, which is approved by the FDA.
Yeah, mesotherapy is like a, なんかそのビタミン、その薬となんかビタミンとかいろんなものを組み合わせて、それを皮下注射するみたいなことの総称をメソセラピーっていうみたいなんだけど、その普通の病気とかなんかの治療に使う分には治験とかがされてるけど、その美容っていう意味では治験とか特にやってないから、 そのきちんと効果が証明されてるものがないっていう、
うん、
だから海外だとその、まあ、あんまり信用できないんじゃないかとか、まあ、危険性とかもちょっとよくわからない、治験がしてないから、
うん、
っていうふうに書いてあるんだよね。だからこれもまたこの間の話じゃないけど、日本語と英語で調べた時の差が激しい。
Yeah.
Yeah, ちょっとそれびっくりした。
Interesting.
Would you do this if you're like, if you have double chin?
I don't really have chin fat.
Yeah, you don't.
Fortunately.
Me neither. でもどれぐらい、なんかさ、顎って最後につくのかな。結構太らない、太ってから、だって顎から先太る人いないよね多分、いるのかな、人によっては。
キム・ジョンウン、
彼はでも全部太いじゃん、顎だけじゃなくない？
Probably chin first though.
なんで、
so?
何その probably どこから来たんだよ。
If I had to guess.
適当。うん、キム・ジョンウン多分顎から太ったね。
じゃない、まあ、
出ました適当発言。
そう見
なんかね、でもまあライポサクションよりは注射の方が怖くない感じはするよね。
Yeah, I guess so.
でもね、この50回注射っていうのが嫌だよね。
If you have fat at your chin, you probably have fat in other places too.
Yeah.
You know, the back of your arms or love handles or whatever.
Right.
And even if they dissolve that fat,then you're just going to have loose skin. So, so,
確かにこの脂肪のさ溶け方のスピードによってね、なんかだんだん溶けるんだったらさ皮膚もだんだんだけどさ、いきなり脂肪だけ溶けちゃったらさ皮膚がだるだるになっちゃうもんね。
Yeah, well your body has had to produce more skin.
Right.
Right? As you gain weight, so you're going to have more skin. And your skin will tighten more slowly than you can lose weight naturally anyways. So personally, I don't really see, I don't see any point in any sort of weight loss products, period. because then you have the skin issue and your skin, it's not the healthiest way to do it.But I don't know, if you're like Kim Jong-un and you just have chin fat, then knock yourself out, I guess.
ね、なんか、だって多分さ、顎の肉さえなければ痩せて見えるのにみたいな人にはもう最適なんだろうね、これは。でも顔に注射50回は絶対嫌だ。1回も嫌だな。
People gain weight so differently.
うん、そうだね。
You know, so differently.
そうだよね。あと、
い
や、でも痩せるときもそうだよね。どこから痩せるかってさ、人からによって全然違くない？なんかお腹から痩せる人と顔から痩せる人とかさ。
Well, losing weight, I think, is more even, if that makes sense.
でもなんかさ、
gaining weight.
ここばっかり痩せるみたいな。なんか全然下半身は痩せないで上ばっかり痩せていくとかいう人もいるじゃん。
Yeah, but it's just, you know, it only happens to a point. And then...At that point, your body will start to lose weight from those other places.
そのさ、太りやすさ、なんか最初に私腕ばっかり太るんだよねとかお腹ばっかり太るんだよねとかってさ、何で決められてんだろうね。何が違うの？
It's just genetics.
Isn't that really weird?
Because I have a friend who only gets fat at his stomach. His face gains no fat. His arms gain no fat. His legs gain no fat.
あ、でもそれ良くない？バレないじゃん、太っても。服着てれば、服さえ着てれば、ただ脱いだ時びっくりされるかもしれないけど。
No, the only person that doesn't notice is him, because you don't really notice your stomach like getting.
そういうこと？
Because your face looks the same.
まあね、
でも。If you see pictures of yourself like on the internet, you don't see your stomach.
Yeah, but like he sees his stomach every day, right? Doesn't he change his clothes? Or doesn't he take shower?
But, you know, how does anyone get as big as they get? Like, there are so many people in the United States that are so overweight. Not like overweight, but obese.
Yeah.
You know, so the question becomes, like, how do you get to that point without...
Noticing that you're getting fat?
Yeah, like, it's so gradual. that the brain adjusts as well. And by the time you're halfway, by the time you were halfway to as fat as you are now, you got used to it that much. Do you know what I'm saying?
でもさ、どれぐらいの人がさ、毎日じゃなくてもいいけど、定期的に体重計に乗ってんだろうね。
I think
なんか体重計持ってない人もいるじゃん。そもそも。
Well, yeah.
So, なんか定期的に測ってればさ、だって気づくじゃん。ちょっとやって。
Yeah, but you don't need a scale to figure out, you know, when you're like 250 pounds.
いや、I mean, そこまで行ったらあれだけどさ、その手前だったら。でもなんか、すごい気をつけて運動とかしてると、ちょっと太ったり、ちょっと痩せたりすると、自分でなんか感覚的に分かるようになるよね。あ、なんか重いな、とかさ。あ、ちょっと痩せすぎっていうか、脂肪減りすぎたな、とか。Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you weigh yourself that often?
Yeah.毎日は測んないけど、でもまあ週1回ぐらいは測るかな。それかもうずっと痩せてたらそのまま測らずにいて、あちょっとなんか重い気がすると思ったら久しぶりに測ってみるとか。そうするとなんか何指標になるじゃん。
There's a weird feeling that you get if you like gain 2 kilos pretty quickly, you know.
わかるよね。
And you know like the whole time. You're like, I'm fat right now.And you feel like that for at least like 2 weeks, and either you forget about it or you like go back down.
でも忘れられないマミは、なんかやっぱ気持ち悪い、重いなんか気持ち悪いみたいな感じで、なんか健康を害した、なんか気分的にっていうか何、実際になんかおかしな感じがするの。
State of crisis.
なんかやばい、なんか重いぞみたいな。でそうするとそれで測るとやっぱ太い。
You move different. It's like when you know that you're slightly fat, you move more fat.
そう。
At least I do. I move like a fat person. あとの a fatter person.
生理中ってさなんか水をすごいリテインしちゃうから体重が重くなるじゃん、ちょっと。それもやっぱ感じるもんね、なんか。ああなんかやっぱ重いなみたいな。あのむくんでるしさ。
Well, if you had a backpack with 2 kilos in it, you would know.
Yeah, it's.Yeah.
Like you would know.
そうなんだよ。そうなんだよ。
And you do that when you gain 2 kilos, like you, yeah. you did.
Yeah.
What do you think of these butt implants?
Oh God, no.
Why? So, I don't know. I don't know if I'm imagining this, but it seems like so many people in the U.S. are getting butt implants. I don't know if it's a trend or if it's only among celebrities right now, but there's like a weird...
I hope it's just among celebrities.
Like,
Kim Kardashian.
And so, who's the short... The short...
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj has like the fakest ass I've seen
なんかさ、お尻の...
so far.
なんか、おっぱいの方がまだなんか慣れてるから、見慣れてるけど、
Fake.
お尻偽物のね、お尻はなんかあまりにやりすぎてると本当になんかクッションがさお尻に入ってるわけじゃん。
いや、
不思議な感じしない？そのクッションに常に座ってるわけじゃん。
But the cushion will like behave in a way that's not butt-like.
Yeah. あれ何が入ってんの？シリコンバッグ？おっぱいと同じかな
？I don't know. Someone told me it's like a Tempur-Pedic.Mattress. Like memory foam? Foam? Do you call it that?
形状記憶。形状記憶。のなんかマットレスとかと。
Yeah.
ああ、じゃあ、じゃあ、ちょっと硬いってこと？本当のお尻より。
I don't know. I think the Tempur-Pedic mattress thing might have been like a rap lyric. Or, I don't know where that came from. My sources are dubious on this one.
なんかニキミナージみたいな、なんかあまりにも偽物だとなんか怖くなる。なんかセクシーとかちょっと通り越して何が中に入ってんのかなと思って純粋になんか好奇心が湧いてくるよね。なんか尻餅とかついても大丈夫なのかなとかさ。
You can see the thing in there. Like you can see it. It's like
そうだね。
You know in like the mummy when the bugs crawl under the skin.
Yeah.
It looks like that, but a huge one.
What?
do you know the scarabs?
Yeah.
That like burrow.
Yeah.
If a huge scarab like burrowed, but it was in Nicki Minaj's butt. That's what it would.
Like
you can see the outline, you can see the form of it in there.
Right. まあそれはでも偽物のおっぱいもそういう人もいるじゃん。なんかもう見えてるよ、バッグがみたいな。I don't know. Like it would feel so weird to have something in your butt. しかもなんかさ、それを褒められるとするじゃん。あ、すごいいいお尻だねって言われてもさ、あ、これシリコンだからみたいな。
But they don't do that. They take their compliments.
So, まあ、they paid for it, so I guess they have credits for it, かな。So strange.
But what bothers me about this is just how huge these girls' butts are.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it's not even in the realm of possibility anymore.
そうだね。
Like it looks like CG.
なんかもう肩幅みたいな感じだもんね。なんかわかる。もう肩幅通り越して、like, なんていうの、なんかむしろお尻しかもう見えないみたいな感じじゃん。
Yeah.
ミキーとか。
Yeah.
もうそれ以外に全然もう目がいかない、なんか衝撃すぎて。日本はそのトレンドはないね、さすがに。日本はむしろ小尻とかの方がさ、お尻がちっちゃい方がいいみたいな。真逆のトレンドだから。
That's changing though. I think that's changing. I think the boy hips is going away.
Yeah. でもなんていうの、あんな大きい方がなんか the bigger the better みたいなことはないじゃん。
Yeah, it's more about the shape.
そうだね。
But with these characters and their butt implants, it's not about the shape. It's about
the size.
It's about the ridiculousness. It's not even like a size thing anymore.It's just like as long as it's ridiculous.
だからなんかでも自分がちょっと全然違う見た目になることへの快感みたいなのはちょっとわかる気がする。なんかティーネイジャーの時、なんか14歳とか15歳とかちょっとメイクし始めた頃になんかやっぱすごい濃い化粧とかしてみるとなんか全然多分他の大人から見たらなんか滑稽なんだろうけど本人的にはなんかあ全然違う自分になった感じがしてすごいなんか嬉しくなっちゃうみたいな、で自分だけを見てるとやっぱ分かんなく他の人の目とかもさもちろん分かんなくなっちゃってどんどんどんどんやっちゃうみたいなどんどん追加しちゃうみたいな、
yeah.
だからなんかその気持ちは分からなくもない。
They all do that. I think a lot of girls do that where they at first they go totally overboard with the makeup because it's so new
Yeah.
And they don't have a sense of where they are on the spectrum. Because they don't know what they are supposed to look like with makeup.
あとそのなんか自分に似合うものとかがまだ分かんないから、とにかくなんか好きな、可愛いと思うこう真似したりとかさ、全然それが自分に似合ってなくても、とりあえずそれを persistently にやってみたりとか、
yeah.
hoping that it'll like start looking good miraculously on you.
Yeah.
So, そうだね。I don't know. 次、Archives of Sexual Behavior に発表された論文で、ミレニアル世代は親の世代よりも婚前交渉に寛容である一方で、パートナーの数は少ないことが分かりました。婚前交渉は問題ないと考える人の割合は、1972年では 28% でしたが、2012年には 58% と半数以上に増加しています。3万3000人を対象とした今回の研究で1950年から60年代に生まれた人々の性的パートナーの平均が11人だったのに対し1980年から90年代に生まれたミレニアル世代では平均8人でした。論文では平均人数が減っている原因は HIV やその他 STD の知識が増えたためではないかとしています。
According to a new study published in Archives of Sexual BehaviorMillennials are more tolerant of premarital sex than previous generations, but generally have fewer sexual partners. Over the years, acceptance of premarital sex has increased. While people born in the 1950s have had an average of 11 sexual partners in adulthood, millennials on average only have about 8. moral acceptance of premarital sex is increasing as in 1972 it was as low as 28%, but has risen to more than half at 58% as of 2012. The authors of the study speculate that the reduction in the number of sexual partners may largely be a response to better education about sexually transmitted diseases.
そう、なんかこれいつも言ってるけどさ、だから性に寛容だからといって経験豊富っていうわけではないっていうことなんだよね、
うん、
要は。でなんかこの論文のやつ見てたら、そのこういう世代ごとのチェンジ、その婚前交渉いいとか悪いとか、
うん、
っていうのは時とともに変わっていくものじゃなくて、もう世代ごとにバッバッて変わっていくものなんだって。なんでかというと、その育った時の状況によるから、
うん、
だからその下の方の世代だとしても、自分がまだ若くて育ってる時に婚前交渉がタブーだった場合は、やっぱり自分が育ってもそれにちょっと影響されてるっていう意味で、
うん、
だからなんかさ、婚前交渉が絶対良くないと思うとかっていう人って私の周りにもう一人もいないんだけどさ、ネットとか見てると、その絶対処女じゃないと嫌だとかいう人たちもいるわけじゃん、うん、なんかさ、そのコミュニティとこっちのコミュニティがミンゴすることはないのかなと思って、なんか面白くない？どこにいるの？ Like where are they? で多分あっちからしてもこっちの人たち Where are you? って思ってるのかな。
Well, I don't interact with racists on a regular basis or politicians or,
you
know, there are a lot of different groups of people that I will probably never or almost never interact with.
そっか。
I think in this case, it's largely a difference between people that were raised in the city versus raised outside of the city, and a difference in age.Right. So,
right. そうだから、ちょうどね、うちらの世代がまあミレニアル世代なんだけど、だから1950年から60年代っていうと本当にちょうどうちらの親の世代。
And there's people, there are a lot of people who inherit their moral values from their parents.
Right.
A lot of people do. In fact, that's normal.
Yeah.
To some extent. But I think.In our cases, and in the case of a lot of people, a lot of millennials, we haven't inherited the moral values of our parents' generation, and we're open to change our mind on things, you know?
Yeah.
The same way that there's less religious people now, there's less people opposed to abortion now, there's less people opposed to gay marriage now, there's less people...You know, that have a problem with premarital sex. I don't even like the word premarital sex. I think the word is stupid.
Yeah.
Even in Japanese, it's the same thing.
まあ、あんまり、あんまり婚前交渉とかって日本で、まあ、あんまり宗教があれだからさ、そんなに話題になることももはやない。そう、だからうちらの世代っていうのはもう結構生まれた時からその風潮が変わり始めてたというかさ、絶対にもうそんなの信じられないみたいなことじゃなかったところをずっと育ってきているから、まあ、オープン、うちらがオープンなのは当たり前というかさ、なんだけど。
But the word premarital sex, like if I got married and then I got divorced, would it be postmarital sex? Right?
So, yeah. No, it's again, like, it's premarital じゃない？また結婚するまでは。
But I don't like
premarital.
Like calling it premarital sex means that we're assuming that that person is going to get married in the future.
そうだね。
そ
うだから。
So it's just the word already is ideologically obsolete.
結婚することも前提だし、離婚しないことも前提になって初めて婚前交渉っていう。
Yeah.
考えがあるわけだもんね。いや、やっぱ、でもまあ本当それこれも人によって考え方違うだろうし、なんか病気とか HPV とかの観点から言うと確かに婚前交渉しない方がそういうリスクは完全に抑えられると思うんだけど、でもやっぱりなんかさ、結婚するまでセックスしないことによるリスクもあるよね。結婚しちゃってからさ、
There's a risk that you'll get hit by a bus and then you've never had sex your entire life. That's the risk.
Well, that too, I guess, but my point was
that's
like,
the biggest risk.
My point was more like 結婚して超相性悪かったらさもう一生それなわけじゃん。しかも if you're、
yeah.
しかもバージンだったらさ何がいいとか何が悪いとかも経験がなくて分かんないからさなんか超変なセックスする人と一生一緒にいなきゃいけないとかもう超やだ。 It's like oh my god.
Yeah, that's
oh my god, this sucks.
Yeah, why would you Yeah, when you haven't slept with a person, seems like a bad time to make a commitment about sleeping with that person forever.
Yeah. So.
And premarital sex is hilarious in, as a concept in Japan because married couples aren't having sex. So, like, premarital sex is the only sex that people are having.
確かにね。そうだね。日本だとね、セックスレス夫婦が多いもんね。
But the word premarital sex implies that all the sex is happening while people are married. That's not true. It's the opposite. It's the other way around.
そうだね。なんか本当ネット見てるとさ、どうしてもなんか絶対少女じゃないとやだみたいな人が多いような錯覚を受けるんだけど、実際どれぐらいいるんだろうね、そういう人って。
There's this weird idea about virginity being sacred. That there's a sacredness to virginity.
Yeah.
So girls that give up their virginity easily aren't, you know, there's a defilement that has occurred, you know. You aren't fit for being one of the virgin servants of heaven, right?
Right.
You don't go to heaven and then you're surrounded by a bunch of women that have already had sex a bunch of times. That's not what anyone says. So this idea that virginity is sacred is just ridiculous, I think. Like,
yeah, well,
you need to save. It's the only reason why it's a big deal is because doing anything, I mean, sex is a big deal always, but doing anything for the first time is going to have a large impact on you psychologically.
Yeah, yeah, I think education-wise it is to some extent important. Especially for girls,
yeah,
like
but
psychological.
It's not a sacredness. The sacredness, the idea that it is sacred, leads to psychological issues, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Among women and among men who get weird about virgins,
yeah,
or
are they all virgins themselves?
Who?
They should be, like, guys who only want, like, who say...
No, because there's no sacredness to the male virginity. So it doesn't matter. There's nothing to be desecrated in the first place. Right?
But don't they want virgin girls because they're virgins themselves?
No. Because there's a weird male ego thing about owning women and owning a woman. And she's... No one else has touched this girl. Like, that's where this all comes from. This weird ego-based insecurity thing about, like, girls. And every guy kind of knows about this. You know, if you have like a sister, or if you have a girlfriend, or if you like, there's weird, like, protective instincts, and you don't even want people to sleep with your ex-girlfriends. Like, that makes no sense. But that's how everyone feels.
でもその一方でやっぱ中高生の女の子とかで好きな人にこうなんか処女ってバレたらなんか嫌がられちゃうかもしれないとかさなんか処女だとなんか嫌だからもう早く捨てたいみたいな風に思っちゃう子もいるわけじゃんやっぱ不思議だよね、そうやってなんかウォーシップされる一方で本人たちは若い時はもういらないと思ってる
There's lists on the internet of confirmed virgins, you know?
What do you mean?
On, there are like matome pages of like, this celebrity is a virgin. And
in Japan?
Yeah.
Ah, Nichannel とかでってこと?
Yeah.
Ew.
And they're really serious. They have all the sources listed.
いやなんかその好きなアイドルとかが少女だったとしてもあなたには関係ないからって感じじゃない？どうせ あなたとはしないから
関係ない。 That's what I'm saying. The sacredness of virginity has made it all weird.
ね、どっちでもいいじゃんね。
Yeah, it's so strange.
Super irrelevant.
次。 According to scientists in the UK, the internet could reach its data capacity by 2023, just 8 years from now. In the last decade alone, internet speeds have increased by over 50 times.And experts in the field believe that we will be unable to keep up with the demand for faster data transfer. The arrival of technologies like internet TV, streaming services, and higher quality content have all contributed to the strain on internet infrastructure. Professor Ellis of Aston University made the following statement regarding the data transfer problem. We are starting to reach the point in the research lab where we can't get any more data into a single optical fiber.We have done very well for many years to keep ahead, but we are getting to that point where we can't keep going forever. Unless we come forward with really radical ideas, we are going to see costs dramatically increase.
UK の専門家がインターネットのデータ容量が2023年までに満杯になる可能性があると発表しました。過去10年間だけでインターネットの速度は50倍以上になっており、さらなるスピードを求める需要にはついていけないだろうと予測されています。ネットテレビやストリーミングサービスなどの新しい技術にインフラが追いつかない形です。アストン大学のエリス教授は以下のように述べています。研究所ではデータを入れるのに1本の光ファイバーではすでに足りなくなってきています。私たちは長年進歩し続けてきましたが、永遠に進歩し続けるのは難しいところまで来ています。革新的なアイデアが出ない限り、コストは大幅に上がるでしょう。Yikes.
Mm. Yep. that's what these scientists think. I'm very skeptical of this.
Okay.
I think it's probably nonsense.
なんで選んだのじゃ
Well, because I think it's nonsense doesn't mean it's necessarily nonsense. I could be wrong. Maybe these researchers are right. Maybe 8 years from now, the internet's got to be completely maxed out. And costs are going to go up because we're going to have to lay new cables and all this stuff. But I don't think that will happen.
なんかさ、でも自分がどんどんインペーシーになるのなっているのはわかるよね。
Yeah, I was thinking like just the way that we interacted with the internet when like we were young in like the early 90s,、
mm.
you know, on 56K. Like、
yeah.
you would wait for this one page.
っていうかその前にさネットにつなぐのにもうさ時間かかるじゃんピポポポピポピーヘラヘラヘラヘラみたいなさ、
うん、
そんなもうそれをみんなのんびり待ってたわけじゃんで、うん、やっとインターネットにつながって
yeah, forget Wi-Fi you had to like
いや家にいないと
disable your phone
そうそうそう
your landline
そうそう誰とも電話できないネット使ってるからみたいな、
うん、
でピーヘラヘラヘラってなってやっとつながったと思ってもうそのページに行くのにもめちゃくちゃ時間かかるしゲームやろうと思ってもさロードするまでにめちゃくちゃ時間かかるわけじゃんそれも別に文句言わずにさふんふんって待ってたのにさ
We're streaming HD video now
そうだよそれが一回でもちょっとロードが遅れてさちょっとポーズしなきゃいけないだけでもあっとか言って怒ってるから
Wireless and while the internet used to ride on the phone line
うん
Now, the phone is riding on your internet.
Yeah.
Because you're calling people with like FaceTime.
Yeah.
Like audio, like these just data calls. Mm. So, I mean, that is completely flipped around. And nobody even, people don't really pay for talking time on the phone anymore.
そうだね。もうただだもんね。It's like, why pay?
That went on for way too long after the internet was well established, I think.
そうね。
Like, I think not having to pay for audio phone calls should have happened like 7 years ago.
だからソフトバンクだっけ?なんかどっかさ、料金改定みたいので、なんかその使っていいバンドウィッドのリミットを7メガ?ギガ?
What is it? I don't know.7メガはない
ギガ 7ギガだったのを5ギガに下げる代わりに無料通話分を増やしますみたいな It's like fuck this いつの時代だよ、うん、なんかもう無料通話とかいらないからみたいな、 bandwidth もっとくれみたいな、yeah. じゃない、
yeah.
もう無料通話はさそんななくてもね、It's、LINE、nothing. とか何でもできるじゃん、
yeah.
そういえばあれとか言っちゃったね、なんだっけ Viber、
うん、
もうなくなったね、一時期結構使ってたんだけどみんな電話するのに、
mm. I never really got into it、
うん、
あまり
そう無理ね、まあ電話はね、でも yeah I'm getting I'm really impatient which is not good、
so does the internet need to load even faster than this? I think
yeah あのね
it、まあ、does huh?
いや早ければ早いほどいいに決まってるけど、早くなかったから なんていうの、これがこのスピードだからもう我慢してって言われたら我慢できるものなんだよねきっと、だから昔はできてたんだからさ、
うん、
だからしかも今ってさちょっとでも悪いとこあったらすぐ改善されるじゃん、うちらのアプリとかもそうだけどさ、あ こ, ういうここがおかしいですよとかここが、ま、なんかバグあるよって言われたらうちらはそれを何ネット上でそのメッセージを受け取り、
うん、
で直すわけじゃん、だからそのみんなさその早く問題が解決されることに慣れてるじゃん、
yeah.
だからなんかいつまでもそれが問題のままになってるともうみんなのイライラが半端ないというかさ、right. なんでまだこうなんだろう、なんでまだあれなんだろうとか、
So do you think this is plausible maxing out the internet?
I don't know、I'm not a techie person. You're asking a wrong person. You might want to ask the rebuild.
Well, I want to know what a non-techie person、oh. thinks of this. Like oh, this is possible, or like.
So, I don't know. 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 So, I don't know.
Well, the assumption here that、this Professor Ellis is making that is that there will be no、dramatic innovations.In the way that we deliver data using optical fiber cables.、
Hmm.
But there consistently has been. And while it's a weird thing to assume that something will be invented, at this point in our technological innovation, I think that we can actually assume that certain solutions will present themselves、
okay.
in the near or immediate future.Well, I hope so. One thing that's interesting is the power consumption issue, because the internet is supposedly now responsible for 10% of all power usage on Earth. The internet is.
なんか昔さ、今はちょっとわかんないけど、Google で一回検索すること、なんか一個検索すると裏で何が起きてるかみたいな。実はなんかめちゃくちゃ大変なことになってる。
Yeah.
からなんかそんな気軽にやるなみたいな。
Well, just to load a single web page. Yeah.
そうだよね。
There's a lot of requests made to the server, and there's a lot of data. Like in one web page, you're gonna have various bits of code. You're gonna have images. You're gonna have all kinds of stuff that needs to be loaded and displayed.One thing that they don't really talk about in here is the potential for optimizing websites is huge. Like you can take like the average website, you can reduce it to maybe a fourth、of the amount of data.
Okay.
If there's a lot of pictures, probably even less, because、you can compress images. Compress code.
Okay.
There are very useful applications for this. Like one's called Minify.Or like gzip for HTML compression.
Do you see a possibility of like in the future, こうやってデータがいっぱいになってきたとかなったら like is it ever going to be possible that there's going to be a regulation that says you have to like compress your website as much as possible?
Well, there's already a motive to do this. Websites right now, if you're getting a lot of trafficyou can minimize the number of requests and minimize the number of the amount of data that's being transferred each time, and then the amount of money that is required for server bandwidth is reduced.
Ah, so か。
And hosting space is reduced.
Mm.
And anyone with a website can make these changes fairly easily. The problem is that nobody is doing it.
Hmm. Is it because it's complicated or?
Well, it's somewhat complicated. I was doing this for work.
Right.
At one point. So,
So yeah, it's something that people would have to pay for. Like if you were not tech savvy or anything.
Well,
and
if you have
a website.
If you have a website and you have X amount of traffic, there you can't change the traffic necessarily without improving your content or your search engine ranking.
Right.
And each time someone visits the page, it's going to have a certain amount of data is going to be transferred. But people could reduce that dramatically with just compression methods or just better code. So there are ways around this problem, I think.
Okay.
Just because of that.
次.
Last week, Elon Musk unveiled the Tesla Powerwall battery. The wall-mounted stationary lithium-ion battery has a capacity of either 7 kilowatt hours or 10 kilowatt hours and costs $3,000 or $3,500, respectively. The batteries are completely scalable, with Musk claiming that even gigawatt-hour applications are possible. A larger version called the Power Pack, designed for commercial and utility scale use, is also available, providing scalable storage capacity in 100 kilowatt-hour blocks. Non-utility customers so far include Walmart, Amazon, and Target. Elon Musk stated that the lack of affordable stationary power storage has been a primary obstacle to what he believes is a necessary transition to using only renewable energy sources and ending carbon emissions.
先週、イーロン・マスク氏がテスラパワーボールと呼ばれるホームバッテリーを発表しました。壁掛け型のリチウムイオンバッテリーで 7kWh 版が3000ドル、10kWh 版が3500ドルと従来のものに比べ格段に安くなっています。またスケーラブルのためギガワットアワーでの利用も可能です。商業用にも使える大きいバージョンはパワーパックと呼ばれ 100kWh のストレージ容量を有しています。すでにウォールマート、アマゾン、ターゲットなどが顧客になっています。イーロン・マスク氏は再生可能エネルギーのみを利用し炭素放出をゼロにするには電力を貯蔵できるバッテリーの値段が高すぎることが一番の障害であったと話しています。すっごい安いよね。
いや、
なんかその前の週かなんかに競合が発表した製品が、まあ、100万円を超えるぐらいのものだったから、いきなりの半額以下。
Yeah, people were expecting it to cost about $10,000.
そうだよね。だからもう結構メディアもびっくりしてすごい記事になってたけど。
Yeah, they sold all of the ones that they're gonna make for like the first half of this year, or maybe I think the rest of this year they're sold out.
Wow.
I think.
すごいね。
But as soon as they did the presentation, everyone just bought them all up. So there's a huge demand for this product. And it makes sense because a lot of people have solar systems, but the actual power storage solutions for these solar systems have not been good.
しかもなんかあれだよね、プレゼンとかで見たけど、その元々こういうホームバッテリーっていうとこうすごいでかくて何個かをこう組み合わせて使わなくちゃいけなかったんでしょ、
うん、
でもこれはもう本当になんか結構未来的な見た目っていうか、見た目もブサイクじゃないし、
うん、
あのすっきりしてこう壁にかけられるっていう、そのなんか路地的にも全然まず違うし、まあ、値段も全然安いしすごいよね、
yeah.
これはあれだよね、でもあのなんかバックアップ用みたいなことなんでしょ今は。
Well, there's a daily use one, which is 7 kilowatt hours, and
okay.
the one for backup purposes is 10 kilowatt hours.
Okay.
So the daily use one is $3,000.
30, まあ40万弱ぐらい。
Yeah, and you can connect these. It's scalable, so you can you could have like two or three of the 7 kilowatt hour ones connected to each other on your wall.
結構なんか海外メディアだともうこれでこれの登場によってあの原発あの原発 nuclear power plants もういらなくなるみたいな、いらなくなるかみたいなヘッドラインとかもね、あったから。なんかイーロン・マスクが言ってたのがさ、なんかどっかの、Where did he give the presentation?
I don't know where.
Was it Illinois? なんかイリノイかどっかではもう風力発電の方がこれまでなんだっけ Were they using nuclear power plant? Oh god, it's so
amazing. For,
for Illinois? なんか風力発電の方がもう安い。なんか、it can't like 今までのやつがもう it can't compete with the wind. So, no, not solar. Wind power?
What can't compete with wind power?
I think it was... Was it nuclear power plant?
Well, it's very weird when you're talking about the economic feasibility of these different things because, as we've discussed before, there are externalities to most of the fossil fuel sources and externalities right. in the form of risk from the nuclear sources. Also, the nuclear industry has been heavily subsidized for a very long time. So with the subsidies and the externalities and all this stuff, it's very difficult to figure out what the actual market dynamics would be.
Yeah.
I don't expect that this will suddenly knock out nuclear power, but...
I wish I remember that exact quote. It was interesting, but you can probably Google it.
Well, the nice thing about this is that solar power, you only get electricity when the sun is up. And that doesn't happen for everyone at the same time. So, and it also doesn't happen when there's peak demand
right.
on electricity. So if you have power storage, then you can store solar energy and use it at night. which seems pretty obvious, but there was never a good solution for really doing this. And so that...
それするとあれだもんね。こう停電になった時とか、災害、まあ災害の時とかに、その、今だともう、何、そのセントラル、中央の、今、まあ日本とかもそうだけど、原発とかも、そこから電気を得てるわけだから、そこがダメになったらもうみんな影響されちゃうけど、
Well, I think centralized power is obsolete already. Centralized power generation doesn't make sense because there are significant power losses over distance when you transfer the power. So the power has to get to your house, right?
Right.
Well, there's electricity loss when they send it to your house.
Right.
There's resistance in the lines. And it's not solar. It's coming from, you know, fossil fuels.
So, 現実的に考えて、例えば、まあ、イーロン・マスクはどう思ってるかとかでもいいんだけど、その、どれぐらい、何年ぐらいまでに、だんだんこっちに移行する、そのセントラルのもうやめて、じゃあ個人個人で、あの、まあ、パワージェネレーターなり、このストレージなりを家に持つっていうのが、どれぐらいに、メインストリームになる、っていう予定なの?
Well, he Elon Musk,
prediction,
Elon Musk believes that everyone needs to transition to alternative energy sources. I think anyone that isn't a climate denier, anyone that accepts the scientific consensus on climate change has a moral obligation to switch to solar power.
Right.
As soon as it is economically feasible to do so, whether it is economically feasible to do so will depend on your climate situation, your financial situation. But in many parts of the world, solar power has reached grid parity, and reaching grid parity means that it's cheaper.
Right.
To have solar panels than to not have solar panels, and that the payback period is reasonable.
Right, right.
So the payback period has been too long up until maybe last year in most places. But the as it's become more, as solar power has become more efficient and more affordable, and batteries have become more efficient and more affordable, I think this is really the inflection point right here. From now on, I think solar is going to grow tremendously, and I think mankind will avert the crisis using stored solar power as one part of the solution. Because the argument for nuclear has always been, oh, well, we need base load power.
Right.
We have to have it because when the sun's shining, you know, or when the sun's not shining, we don't have solar. Well, that argument is trash now.
Right, right.
It's gone.
そうだね。まあ、特にこうやって値段が下がってくるとね。
Yeah.
だからその100万とか言われると確かにさ、買える人と買えない人が出てくるし、まあまあ、まあ40万とかでも確かにそうだけど、これで需要がそんなにあってどんどん売れるとなるとどんどん下がる可能性あるもんね。
Yeah, it's just a matter of when. And when is just a matter of where you are. And so, almost everywhere within 5 years, solar will have reached or surpassed grid parity. Like, I think that's a fact. And with increasing regulation on fossil fuels, and the fact that it's a limited resource in the first place, I think we are transitioning to solar power. Like, it's already happening.
すごいよね。頑張ってるよね、イーロン・マスクは本当に。
Yeah, there's a 10-year warranty on this thing. One thing that he said that's really interesting is that there are applications for this for people that don't have grid power at all. Because if you are in...
Ah, yeah, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, if you are living somewhere remote and you don't have grid power... Well, maybe you don't need grid power. You install one or two of these things, and then you just live on solar power.
なんか発電所っていうものがない場所でも普通に暮らせるってことだもん。
So Musk compared it to how people are getting cell phones in places where they never had a landline phone.
Right, right.
Well, why, you don't need a landline phone. You can leapfrog that.
Right.
So if you built it, let's say you built a city right now, a new city, well, you probably wouldn't run gas lines because we do stuff electrically now.
Right.
But even if you didn't run power lines, it might not be a serious issue.
True. True. 確かに。It's crazy pants. I like that. なんかあのプレゼンテーションのあのなんか会場の感じもすごいいい感じだったもんね。みたいな。
Yeah.
みたいな。
Well, at this point, everyone just knows that Elon Musk is a genius.
Yeah.
And all the people that have been doubting him, like a lot of people were very much doubting SpaceX, and with very good reason. The fact that he has had success in multiple major industries the way he has.
どんだけ忙しいんだよ。
Yeah.
And he looks like a wax doll.
And the factory that they're building is a huge deal too. So the they have something called the Gigafactory, which is producing... So the reason why he did this whole thing, well, one reason, is because of the economies of scale. If you make enough batteries, then the cost per battery is lower and lower, right?
Right.
So if he can sell batteries this way and sell batteries through the cars, then you're making more batteries overall, right?
そういうことか。
So the cost per battery gets lower, and the performance that you get out of both the stationary power storage and electric cars goes up. Right?
効率がいいもんね。
Like, if he didn't do this, then Tesla automobiles would not be as competitive.
Right, right, right.
And if he didn't do the automobiles, then the power storage wouldn't be as competitive.
そっか。だからこれが安くなっていくと同時に、テスラの車も、これが売れれば売れるほど車も安くなるってことなんだね。
It's going to be very difficult for people to compete
確かに。
with this.
確かに。
Because of that advantage.
まさに一石二鳥じゃん。
Yeah.
すごいね。パズルみたいだね。
Yeah, and
もう聞いてるだけでスッキリした今。
And there's open patents on the whole factory and stuff too. So like
wow.
the entire Gigafactory has the patents for it are open. But the factory is really the most amazing thing here. The Gigafactory.
How old is he? Do you know?
Musk?
Yeah.
I don't know.
なんか年齢不詳じゃない？それこそあのさっきのさ How old are they? でやったら
Plug him into the website. 次 Researchers at the University of Milan have suggested that the strangeness of dreams is related to a brain state that appears to be similar to psychosis. This state involves the dormancy of a certain part of the brain that is involved in deciphering reality. In the researchers' studyWhich was published in the Journal of Sleep Research, they state, the story-like organization of dreams is characterized by a pervasive bizarreness of events and actions that resembles psychotic thought and largely exceeds that observed in normal waking fantasies. A month after having the subjects record their dreams, the researchers scanned their brains as they listened to their own narrative. The researchers described the results as follows.In respect to non-bizarre reports of daytime activities, the script-driven recall of dreams and fantasies differentially activated a right hemisphere network, including areas in the inferior frontal gyrus and superior and middle temporal gyrus. Interestingly, the activity decreased the stranger the stories or dreams became, as if the brain was giving up trying to understand them.
ミラノ大学の研究で夢の中で起きる奇妙な出来事は精神病を患う脳の状態に似ていることが分かりました。現実を理解するのに使う脳の一部分が休眠状態に入ることで夢の中で非現実的なことが起きると考えられています。 Journal of Sleep に掲載された論文では以下のように記載されています。物語調になっている夢の中では精神病を患っている時の思考に似た奇妙な出来事が起きたり奇妙な行動を取ったりします。そしてそれは起きている時の空想をはるかに超えるものです。研究では被験者に夢の内容を録音してもらった1ヶ月後それを聞いてもらいその際の脳の様子をスキャンしました。すると実際に起きた出来事を読み上げている時と比べ右脳の下前頭回および上側頭回と中側頭回の働きが活発になりました。面白いことに夢の内容が奇妙になればなるほど理解するのを諦めるかのように脳の働きが低下していました。諦めちゃった、
うん、
あもういいやもう無理。超変なのあるもんね夢だとね。
Yeah, I think this study is really interesting because it's not very often that we get new insights on dreams. And surprisingly little research is done into dreams or what they are or what they're for. At least surprisingly little progress has been made. So...
ね、だってフロイドのやつとかもいつの時代から I don't even know when he was around, but... ずっとね、それも言われてるもんね。
Yeah.
変わらず。
But there are people that disagree with this the results or the conclusions of this study's authors. Someone said like because some dream expert professor person said that because we also have normal dreams, it can't be said that our dream states are hallucinatory ornecessarily psychotic, but I disagree with that. There's definitely something inherently off about almost all dreams.
Yeah, do you ever have normal dreams? Like, なんか超リアルに近い、なんか何も変なことが起きない夢のは逆に私ないかも。いつも絶対なんか変。
It feels normal when you're in it.
Yeah, yeah, of course. You know? Yeah, of course. 寝てるときはね、それはもう平気な顔して変なことしてるんだけど、起きてから考えると、
When, if you react, If you react to the bizarreness of your dream, you wake up. You know, if something happens in your dream and you scream, then you wake up. Mm. You know, if something...
Yeah.
But maybe that is a natural reaction within the dream.
Or maybe that's more like lucid dream. Like, you know that it's weird. Mm. Like, I never have lucid dreams, so I never really wake up during the dream. Or actually, sometimes it causes me, like, emotional distress so much that it wakes me up with, like, hyperventilation and stuff.
I think we just can't remember. I think the difference between a dream being lucid and not lucid is whether you... is, like, how you remember the dream. Because how do you know if you were lucid or not if you don't remember the dream until after?
でも夢の中で、あ、夢だって気づける人ってそれを覚えてるじゃん、後でも。
But that could have just been part of the dream.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I mean, I wouldn't know because it's never happened to me. So, I know that it has never happened to me. I know that much, yeah.
Maybe it did and you didn't remember.
I don't... Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's possible, but...
Right.
でもそしたら嬉しいから覚えてそうなんだけどな。一回もないから。なんかずっとそれ待ってるんだもん。でもなんないね。大体しかもなんか、あんま楽しくないんだよね。
But how weird is it that... what am I trying to say?That your brain goes into this psychotic state when you're asleep. Is it because... What do you think the reason is for that? I think it's kind of... It's something designed to produce new ideas or produce new... To like... It's like a catalyst almost. Because like they detailed in the study...The things that people come up with while they're sleeping are far more bizarre than anything that they can come up with or do come up with while they're awake.
そうね。Right? なんか、まあ、確かに自分の想像力をはるかに超えたもの、なんかもう考えたこともないとか、そんなの自分では起きてる時には思いつかないような変な設定とか。
Yeah, the creative abilities of the subconscious far exceed the creative abilities of your conscious mind.
そう。
Right?
だから自分が起きてる時に思ってる自分のクリエイティブさをもうはるかに凌駕したものが。
That's why when you're daydreaming, you think of exotic things, right?
Right. ただ、なんかその reason っていうことで言うと、どうかね、なんかその夢で変な奇妙なことが起きたからといってそれを後で思い出して何かに応用できるとかっていう方が結構少なくない、なんか別に役に立たないみたいな。
Well, I think it's not a the purpose of it isn't immediately clear to us, but I think it is a catalyst for new ideas and some sort of creative exercise that occurs while you're sleeping.
Maybe.Or maybe
why
it's
is it
different
so,
for each person.
Why is it so, like, wild? And why is the leash so long on your dreams? Like,、anything can happen.
全然コントロールできないしね。
No.
そう、なんか結構悪い夢の方が多いのか、悪い夢の方がしか記憶に残ってないのか分かんないけど。
You notice that there are...Like, if your brain is in a psychotic mind state while you're sleeping, then in your dreams, you would be capable of doing psychotic things. And I think that's true. Because I've had dreams where I'm on, like, a murdering rampage.
Like, you're like, killing people?
Yeah, like, I'm in my dream and I'm, like, I don't know what the circumstances are. Like, what the backstory is.
Like, one thing that I've noticed is that whenever I have those, like, killing, like, really gruesome, graphic dreams, it's usually just affected by, like, movies or TV shows that I've just watched.
Yeah, but your behavior, like, if you behaved, you don't watch a movie like that in real life and then go kill people.
Right.
So it is psychotic in your dream state. No?
I don't know. Like, I don't really, like, I'm not the doer in my dreams.
You just watch. So.
とか、なんか、害を受ける側だから。だから、サイコーシスというよりかも、なんかもうただのビクティムみたいな感じ。かわいそう。
But the psychosis aspect is like seeing something that's really crazy or really unusual and not recognizing it as being crazy or unusual. Like, I've been in my car driving around a beanstalk in the sky in my dreams and it seemed completely normal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, I'll like indicate and like change lanes. But it's like I'm on a... I'm like driving up a beanstalk.
What's the definition of psychosis, though? Like,
it's just a break with reality, like the parts of your brain that are involved in deciphering information are screwy.
そうね、確かになんかすごいことが目の前で起きてても夢の中だと平気な顔してたりするもんね。Like, ah.
One thing that interests me, maybe we've talked about this before, but it's the consistencies across people in their dreams. So the consistencies in like the laws in the dream universe.
Right.
So like.
確かに。そうだね。私もある。なんか。
Like you can't punch.
絶対走れない。なんか歩くと歩いたり走ろうとすると全然進まないの。
Yeah.
なんかもう1ミリずつぐらいしか進まなくても超イライラするの。あ、もう進めないって。でもそれは本当に確かにパターン化してるというか、
like、
もういつもそう。
Experiences the same.
そうだね。そうだね。
It's really common.
確かに。あとあれね、あのなんか口の中に砂利が入っててもういつまでも出せないとか、歯がどんどん取れるとか。
Cars won't start and you can't punch hard.
確かに。
The brakes don't work.
人によって全部全く違うんだったらまだわかるけど、ちょっとオーバーラップし、あ、私もそれあるわみたいな、その口の中の砂利とかさ、そんな変なスペシフィックシチュエーション。
Doesn't it make you think?
不思議だね。
Doesn't it make you think that maybe there is some sort of collective unconscious?
Collective unconscious.
Yeah.Like, is there a way that the unconscious mind of people,
yeah.
minds of people, are connected in some way? So let's say, for example, if the queen ant dies in an ant colony, all of a sudden all the ants don't know what to do and they walk around in a circle. Or the way that, like, birds...all change direction at the exact same time, or there's like weird phenomena among animals,
right?
Where they're in some sort of
魚とかね
synchronized,
yeah. スイミーみたいなことでしょ?
Yeah, so very like
みんな一緒の向きに向かって泳ぐみたいな。
Yeah, some subtle, clearly like subconscious thing.
Yeah, I mean anything's possible.Like, I read that, like, some article came out today that said this universe is just a hologram, like, another hologram theory. So.
What's different about this hologram theory?
I don't know. I didn't read into it because it didn't sound new to me, really. But
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it said something entirely new. But I was just too lazy. まあでもそうね。Maybe that's possible. あの口の中に砂利の夢本当に嫌なんだよね。なんかもう。なんかこれジャリジャリしかもさなんか経験したかのようになんかフィジカルななんていうの感触もあるじゃん夢って、だからもう起きてもなんかその口の中にジャリが入ってる感じがもう何思い出せるっていうかなんか今体験してきたみたいな感じ
There's like a aftertaste
Kind of almost like, like なんか
Aftertaste is partly mental though if you think about it Right?
When it comes to dreams, you mean?
No, in
Oh, in reality?
Well, both. In dreams, it wouldn't matter.
Aftertaste? Why, how is that mental? What do you mean? What?
Because you know you just... Like, if I eat natto and I brush my teeth and stuff, I still know I just ate it.
Yeah. But if you can still taste it, it's
But you,
probably still there.
But you don't know if you're really tasting it or not. Do you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you can taste things that don't exist, or you can smell something that you, isn't really there. Like you think, you swear you smelled something, but you didn't really smell it.
まあ、そこまで、right? それは確かに、
so it's like、false,
耳とかもあるもんね。なんか聞こ、なんか、あ、聞こえるかなと思ってると本当に聞こえちゃうんだけど、ない、
yeah.
みたいな。
Yeah. So you could smell something that's similar and get confused.
Right. Yeah.
Or not smell anything and just think about a certain thing and get confused, no?
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't try to like taste natto after brushing my teeth. Like, I don't really think about it. So, I don't know.
Well, it's just, you know, it's one...
Weird example.
One example.
ちょっとまた夢記録つけてみようかな。面白いんだよね。後で読むとさ、全然覚えてないから次の日とか。え、こんな夢見たんだっけみたいな。
Mm. I think it could be useful, but I think it's...
could also screw you up.
I just, it's not something that I would want to do for a long period of time.
Oh, no way.
But it takes a long time to get there. Like you have to, I feel like you have to do it for at least 2 or 3 weeks before you can consistently recall your dreams. Because it has to be like a habitual thing that you do.
Maybe I try for 2 weeks.
Yeah, draw what you see. I like the idea of drawing what you...see rather than writing what happened
that's
down.
Probably harder way harder with my drawing skills
it doesn't matter
しかも私の夢そんなにビジュアルじゃないビジュアルじゃないっていうかなんかそんな何素敵な見た目とかじゃないんだよね、
mm.
it's just like I don't know
one thing that's interesting about dreams is they some people some researchersbelieve that your a gland called the pineal gland produces a hallucinogen
okay
called dimethyltryptamine while you're sleeping
wait is this a fact or is this a theory
I believe it's been established
okay
this we've talked about it before dimethyltryptamine is the molecule that is in ayahuasca
Okay.
But it's actually produced by your own brain. And they believe it's produced while you're sleeping. So dimethyltryptamine...
So you're literally hallucinating.
Well, it's the most powerful psychedelic on Earth.
Right.
And it exists in most living things, naturally, including humans. So they believe that this chemical is...produced while you're sleeping and as you die it's also released so whether that has something to do with this state of psychosis could be interesting but not much research is being done on this on this substance unfortunately
yeah sleeping is really weird
but it's crazy if you think about it every single person even like right nowSome, like half the world is asleep and it's always like that
yeah
and every single person is seeing probably multiple dreams every night and most of those dreams are crazy hallucinations and crazy like
yeah
just complete trip stuff
yeah
so everyone spends like half their life just tripping balls
yeah
Every day. And nobody really talks about it.
ね。しかも見てもさ、忘れちゃうっていうのも不思議だよね。
Yeah.
簡単に。なんか覚えてようとしないと覚えてられないっていうのも不思議じゃない?
Well, while you're trying to remember it, it's like slipping away.
Yeah.
Like running away from you.
ね。
Like,
That's really strange.
It's so slippery
yeah.
that you'll remember remembering it just yeah. a second ago.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I just remembered it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever it was that I just remembered.
Yeah. ね.
Why?
So strange.
Why do dreams, why are they so intent on escaping our memory?
Deep question from Michael.
No answer from mommy.
from anyone.
yeah.
はい。お話終わり。
Yep, that's it.
コラムが出て、今回マイケルの話書いたので、興味ある人は検討書プラスコラム読んでください。
うん、読んだよ。
読んでないと思ったから書いたのに読まれてた。
Well,
実は読んでくれてた。
I'm reading them now.
Now. Oh, nice. そう、なんか出会った時の話、今月2周年だからね、バイリンガルニュース。イエーイ。
イエーイ。
そう、だから出会った時の話を思い出して書きました。引き続き Twitter、Facebook、Instagram お願いします。あと文字起こしのテキストを iPhone と Android のアプリからダウンロードできますので、そちらもぜひ、
はい、
あと Amazon で宇宙トレーナー販売していますので、
yep.
番組の存続のために欲しい方はぜひお願いします、は
い、お願いします。
はい、終わり、
yep.
終わり、バイ
バイ。